Now, this is one of those things, when things get too heavy, just call me Helium.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Thirsty Thursday. You know it's always brought to you by the best. That's Tito's Handmade Vodka, crafted and distilled right down there in Austin, Texas. Six times distilled, then stilled in classic copper pots. It's really, really smooth. Slightly sweet, black pepper note balances everything out. You can be crafting a cocktail or just drinking it neat. Whatever you do, when you get your spirit on, always get the best. And remember this. This is just the way it is, man. Maybe you have like a team. You want them to get a certain player. They don't get them. You kind of freak out. Don't freak out. Don't fret. Don't stress. If life hands you lemons, just make a lemon drop. Make sure it's always with Tito's Handmade Vodka. Evie Van Pelt, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. So happy to be back here with y'all this week.
Thank you so much. And y'all know Evie. She's the founder, the publisher of The Rebel Walk, the number one source for all things Ole Miss sports information, football, basketball, baseball, you name it, they got it. And today's a huge day. We got baseball on right now. We got wall-to-wall baseball, the NFL draft. You got NBA playoffs. You got two portal kings. Like down in Oxford, it's a wild day. I'm pretty sure everybody's busy. What are you watching tonight for the NFL draft?
Oh my goodness. Well, I tell you what, I'm really interested to see, you know, the Rebels have three that we think will be drafted for sure. Cedric Johnson, defensive end. He'll probably be the mid rounds. You know, I don't expect to hear any Ole Miss names called tonight, but to be honest, that's because they're all coming back for The Last Dance.
No joke.
So next year at this time, we'll probably, you know, have a lot more going on, but still, Cedric Johnson, I think we've heard maybe look for the Bills, Cowboys, and Steelers are interested in him. Safety Dejon Anthony and cornerback Deontre Prince. I think Dejon and Deontre probably will also, you know, we look for them to be taken in the late rounds. So we're definitely keeping an eye on that. And do not discount our man Dayton Wade, former walk-on, came in, set Ole Miss on fire with some of the most spectacular receptions you'll see out there anywhere. So he's one to watch also.
Is it kind of crazy when because you brought up Wade, and I want to kind of touch a little bit more on all these guys, kind of give everybody the Ole Miss family a little bit more feel about them. But Wade, I mean, this is the deepest wide receiver draft I can remember. Does that kind of hurt him a little?
Yeah, I think it does. You know, we would have loved to have had him come back, but
no,
you know, they've all got to make their own decisions, and can't blame him for wanting to get out there. I feel like he thinks probably he, you know, has accomplished a lot in his last 2 years at Ole Miss. He was a transfer in. You know, I mean, he put on a show last year. I don't know what else he could do.
That's the truth.
To convince folks. So we'll see. But what a just a great guy, phenomenal attitude. That's what, you know, we had an actual an NIL with him, with Dayton and the Rebel Walk. And what struck me from the very first time we heard him talk was just his positive mental attitude that he's got. So if anybody can make it out there, it'll be D-Wade.
Yeah, and again, the thing about him is he obviously believes in himself, you know, from going to walk on to where he's at. You know, he's faced adversity. And a lot of guys, you know, when you get to college football, you were the best thing since sliced bread in high school. You come on to college, you're the best thing in the whole wide world. You really hadn't faced adversity. I kind of like somebody who's actually had to put their – you know, like, you know, put their head down, humble themselves, and then go out there and continue to work and then also produce. So that's impressive about Wade.
Me too. And I think, you know, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, that was one of the biggest snubs from the NFL Combine earlier this month. He was not invited. Mm-hmm. He was the number two target for Jackson Dart. He finished seventh among SEC receivers in receiving yards, 830. Receiving yards, 12th in receptions, 20th in touchdowns. I mean, I think that you know, he, you're right. He bet on himself. And I think he said that, you know, and he just said, a lot of players, I had better stats than they did. But then he said, I'm not going to let that get to me, because at the end of the day, the cream's going to rise to the top, and that's how I'm approaching it. So go D-Wade.
Go D-Wade. Now, tell me a little bit more about Cedric Johnson.
Okay. Well, Cedric, you know, is going to be an interesting one.
He's got the NFL body.
He definitely has the NFL body. And like I said, you know, we've heard that he's getting interest from the Bills, the Cowboys, and the Steelers. He looked good at the Combine. He looked good at Ole Miss's Pro Day. Has had a lot of interest in him. I don't know. I mean, I think that he definitely, you know, we've looked at what some of the analysts have said about them, about him. He's strong at the point of the attack, will set firm edges, has strong hands.
He's probably one of the most athletic big men out there. I mean, his combine numbers were stupid. I mean, he ran a 4.640.
It was ridiculous.
His vertical is 38 inches. He's 270 pounds, and he jumped,
he had a 10-foot, he had a 10-foot, 2-inch broad jump. Whoa. On top of his 38-inch vertical, and I think that was among the top five best among defensive linemen and linebackers. So he had the highest mark, you know, for the majority of the day, had 40 tackles in his final season at Ole Miss. That's going to be, he's definitely going to be, I would say, the highest pick of the Rebels that are in the draft this season. Super nice guy. I mean, I remember talking to him at SEC Media Days, not this last year, but the year before, right after Sam Williams got drafted by the Cowboys. And that was something, you know, he just had the biggest smile on his face. He was excited for Sam, and he was looking forward to when the day would come that he would get his opportunity. So I think that'll be coming.
Well, Cedric Johnson will be looking for you probably day two, hopefully.
Yes, hopefully. That's what I would expect.
And then, oh my gosh, who else did you mention? I've already forgotten.
Dejon Anthony, he's a safety, and he was a starter at Ole Miss this last year. He's a strong safety in Pete Golding's 4.25. He was interesting. He walked on at one school, Shepherd, and then at Liberty, okay, and then put together a career year in his lone SEC season when he moved to safety for the Rebels. So he primarily played cornerback and nickel in his first 4 or 5 years in college. So, he's another one, really super fast, and we're excited to see what he does. And again, you know, just think about that, you know, walking on at a couple of places and then actually coming in and, you know, making it and being a starter, a productive starter for an SEC school. That says a lot for him.
Well, we've been talking a little NFL draft action with Evie Van Pelt from the Rebel Walk. I got to know, like you said, next year, Ole Miss, this will be a really busy day, but I'm so glad that they're coming back for this last dance. College football playoff, I'm looking forward to. I'm ready. It's happening. I feel it.
I do too. And I did want to go back and just add one thing, because I forgot to mention that DeAndre Prince, who is also where we're looking for him to be drafted, he ran a 4.34 40 at the combine.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So we're looking to see DeAndre's name called too. But yeah, you know, I'm already, it's funny, of course, you want these guys, that's the ultimate goal for them to go on and get a chance to play at the next level. But I'm going to tell you, I might be a little bit sad next year at this time, because, you know, Ole Miss has got a heck of a team coming back for the last dance, but then they're going to be losing a whole lot next year. So that'll be challenging, but hopefully it will be coming on the heels of a very, very deep playoff run for the Rebels.
Yeah, now that spring ball is wrapped up for the Rebels and stuff, any other news coming around Lane Kiffin and the football program?
Well, 3 days ago, they got a huge commit from Jarkobe Hobson, and he's from Lake Cormorant, the same school as Cam Franklin in Mississippi. And he was one really, he's really the 2025 class. It's early for Ole Miss at this point, but they've got a Kylan Deere running back, Dylan Alford wide receiver, Talib Graham and Corey Amos linebackers. And then I'm telling you, Jacoby Hobson was a big pickup and is one that Pete Golding has really, really wanted. And so I think that that's going to be, you know, that's a big important one. He was very, very highly coveted, very talented, 6'3", 203, 205 pounder, can, play linebacker and play DB. I think he's the number 7 player in the 2025 class in the state of Mississippi. So very highly sought after. Plus, you know, we talked, and in addition to getting Henry Parrish through the transfer
portal, I was
going to
say that's actually I didn't know anything about honestly this new commit that you landed. So I need to go check out Leanne's page real quick. I need to go see what she's been dropping lately. But I saw that he's back.
Yes, he is back, and also the Rebels picked up another real big commit in the running back department is Ja'Cory Merritt. And Ja'Cory Merritt is from New Mexico. I mean, he ran for 1,190 yards, I think, last year, was their leading rusher. He's another, you know, big bruiser. I think it was the 7th most yards in New Mexico history, 17 touchdowns. Wow. Another really, really big, important addition. And they've also had another guy on campus this week. Indiana transfer running back Trent Holland was on campus for 2 days. I think he even extended his visit out to the limit, and his family was with him. He was a leading rusher for the Hoosiers last year. Big, get this, 6'2", 250. So, so, you know, it's funny how we
didn't have Quinshon Judkin leaves, goes to Ohio State. Everybody's freaking out. And now I'm like, how are you going to feed all these guys?
That's exactly right. And I think if they don't get Howland, that might be the only reason, because they've already got, you know, so many guys. But but for sure, with Ja'Cory Merritt, adding him in with Henry Parrish and Ulysses Bentley and Kedrick Riscano and Logan Diggs, my goodness, not worried at all about that running back room.
That I'm kind of shocked how it is that he just continues to do it, doesn't he?
He sure does. He sure does. And, somebody else who is joining him now in that little transfer portal king world is Chris Beard.
Chris Beard. My goodness, you ain't lying.
Chris Beard. And I tell you what's making all of this possible is the Grove Collective at Ole Miss. I tell you what, I don't know if you probably saw it, but on May 6th, the Grove Collective announced this week they're going to have an evening with Eli Manning and Jackson Dart. And so fans are going to have a chance to meet both players. There'll be a silent auction and dinner and everything. So that's going to be really, really a great thing, 6 p.m. on May 6th. So
if somebody's listening right now and they want to go to that, what do they got to do?
Well, they need to go to thegrovecollective.com. And on that site, they can find an evening with Eli Manning and Jackson Dart, and there is an opportunity to reserve a table. Tables are for 10. You might want to get some friends to chip in with you, because I think it's $5,000 a table. So 10 people per table, $500 a person, and you got a really great evening with Eli and Jackson, and you have meet and greet and photo and autographed football and all sorts of stuff. So.
And you're also helping out the NIL for Ole Miss, man.
Man, and you know, Chris Beard, he's over there doing work. That portal class right now is number 7 in the nation that he's got. And so that's a big deal. He's currently got 5 players, and big one yesterday, Sean Padula from Virginia Tech, point guard. And the ones that he has so far, Malik Dia, Padula, Davin Barnes, Dre Davis, and Mikael Brown Jones. I tell you what, if you go and look at the averages, the point per game averages of those guys, Chris isn't playing around.
Dang.
I mean, He's yeah. So I think really and truly we're seeing, you know, Padula, I think that was a big one. And I think, I make no mistake, I think the Grove Collective played a big role in that, if you know what I mean.
And so also, one other thing about the thing. So you got some people moving in. Former Memphis Tiger and who did he play for the Big 12? Oklahoma State? Moussa Cisse.
Moussa Cisse.
Yeah, and he bouncing?
Yes, Moussa Cisse is, and Brandon Murray and Austin Nunez have entered the portal. The players that they have brought in, however, I think I looked it up, they have a combined average of 16.7 points a game. So I think, you know, it's interesting. You can kind of see some of the direction that he's going. The Padula, the Virginia Tech guard Padula, I mean, he averaged, I think, 16.4 points, 4.3 rebounds, and 4.6 assists per game. He is truly an impact player, so that's going to be fun to watch. They had a visit from Javon Small yesterday. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, they're doing a lot of work.
They are doing work. Ole Miss baseball is doing a little bit of work. They had their big kids' day game this week, and now they start a huge series against Alabama.
Yeah, they do. And so this is a big one. Ole Miss right now, coming into this series with Alabama, they're sitting at 22-18 overall, but the magic numbers there are in the SEC play. They're 6-12. Now, 6-12, you know, the magic number everybody says you need to hit would be 13 SEC wins. They're at 6. So they need 7 more, and they've got this home series against Bama, a road series against Auburn, who they're 2-16. So you hope they can get, you know, a number of wins there. But then back home against number one A&M, and then hit the road to play LSU. So they've got those 4 series in addition to this one. Yeah, they're going to have to do some work. Now, the good news is, this time last year, now it might be a low bar, but this time last year they were 3-15. So 6-12, you know, they're ahead, but they need to come up with 7 wins. It's really interesting. Their remaining opponents are 27-45 in the SEC. So, you know, there is some, yeah, there's some room now. It's funny, the ones that they have already played, the teams that they have already played this year, their opponents' record averages out to be the best in the country as of Monday. So that has been good for the Rebels in that their RPI is good right now. I think they're at number 24 in the RPI, even the 6-12 SEC record notwithstanding. But that's because their opponents have been so strong, as we talked about.
Well, yeah, Kentucky, Arkansas, and Tennessee. Like, y'all have already played all 3 of them.
Yes, exactly. So, so we're going to see. This weekend, we're going to have Riley Maddox on the mound. Actually, the series, starts tonight. So same night as the draft. So they play tonight. They'll have Riley Maddox on the mound, and then they'll have Liam Doyle on the mound for game 2. And then game 3 is TBA. We may see Gunnar Dennis. We may see JT Quinn. JT Quinn came in Georgia in that final game that they did. They needed to take that final game from Georgia, and they did. So that was good for them that they managed that.
How are people right now? You know, Mike is kind of interesting character down there. The way fans have strong opinions. They either love him or just kind of, you know, don't love him, let's say. He got his 1,000th career win, I believe, last Saturday. What is the feeling around Mike right now? I mean, he did get a natty just 2 seasons ago.
Yeah, you know, it was funny. I mean, there were people last season that were frustrated and wanted him to leave and retire, you know, just literally the season after winning a national title. So I don't know, but I think that, you know, nothing, there's still a lot of season left
there
to
is.
Play. And I, you know, in terms of fans, I think you're right. I think it's still very polarized. I think those that want him gone, obviously sitting at 6-12 in the SEC, they're going to still feel that way. But the ones who, you know, appreciate all that he's done and all that he means to the sport and to Ole Miss are, you know, are fine with waiting it out and seeing how it goes the rest of the season. And, you know, they've had an awful lot of transfers. You know, we talked about that and fitting those transfers in. And
a lot of injured arms.
Yeah, a lot of injured arms. I mean, you have Hunter Elliott and Xavier Rivas out there Friday and Saturday nights, and I think your season might look a lot different to this point.
I have to agree. Yeah, I was Saturday. I was down at Wingfest, and there was a bunch of Ole Miss fans down there with me, and one of them being Brasky. And my goodness, they were going back and forth talking, you know, Mike and the Ole Miss baseball program. And I'm like, man, it's kind of wild hearing this much Ole Miss baseball down here on the river.
Oh, how funny. But you knew it all. You probably knew more than all of them put together.
Oh, thanks. That's so sweet. I didn't get in it. It was a little heated, but I sure was eavesdropping. I was having a little fun. But Evie, man, tell me what you're working on. You over at therebelwalk.com, again, your number one source for all things Ole Miss sports information. She's got a team over there. They do a fabulous job. What y'all got coming down the pipe?
Well, we're keeping up with, you know, the waning days of the portal for this spring window. The end of the month will be closing, and we'll be keeping our eyes on the Portal Kings now. Like we say, both Portal Kings, Kiffin and Beard, and we'll have all the NFL draft info. And we have a lot of players who are players to watch that maybe weren't ones that folks were thinking of, but that we're going to be keeping an eye out on in terms of undrafted free agents. Zachary Franklin, Isaac Ukwu, Ashanti Sistrunk, Jeremiah John Baptiste. So we'll be keeping an eye on that and giving folks all the latest on that. Of course, we'll have coverage. We have a full team that will be at the baseball series this weekend, so we'll keep you posted on that. And Ole Miss women's basketball coach Yo tweeted yesterday, I believe. She said, some folks are asking how KK Deans is, and she said, here's how she is. And she showed her working out on court shooting baskets, and she looked good. So I think things are good in Coach Yo's world as well.
Man, everybody doing that work down in Oxford. But I did get a text. Everybody wants to know, how are the baby swallows?
Oh, they're okay right now. They're to the point where when they're little, they're way down low in the nest and you can't see them. And then the bigger they get, they're like all filling it up and they kind of have to sit up on the edge. And so we're to the edge, but you know, they're funny. They just, when they fledge, when they leave the nest, they just take off and fly. They don't, like some birds are down hopping around on the ground. These literally, they take off and go. So it's kind of fun to watch. And we're at that stage where it could be any time now. So no more snakes.
Hallelujah.
Thank goodness.
Hallelujah. Evie, have a wonderful week. Enjoy the draft. Enjoy the baseball. And we'll do it again next week.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. Hotty toddy.
That is Evie Van Pelt from the Rebel Walk. On the other side, we're going to take a little time out and have some funny stories coming up. And I think even Dacus has one today, don't you?
I do. I do have a story.
Oh, so he always brings the wood. Hardenwood's on the other side. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. FM, this hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. It is a crazy Thursday. We got wall-to-wall baseball. I'm scared to look at the scores. Everything okay with Philly right now?
John, give me 2 seconds and I will let you know. I have not been watching that game. I have my eyes on Boston and Cleveland tied up at 0-0. Wow, White Sox on top of the Twins right now. 1-0 in the top of the second. Brew Crew and Pirates are tied at the end of the third, 3-3. Still 0-0 in both Red Sox, Guardians, and Phillies, Reds. But I will say, Red Sox have bases loaded, top of the second, with only one out. That is your MLB update.
Good job, man. And it's been brought to you by Frontier Western Store. You want to look good? All you have to do is go to 5880 Goodman Road down in Olive Branch. You can get all the stuff for your children because they have a kids department. You can get your girlfriend, your mother, your friend a bunch of gear because they have a beautiful ladies' boutique. They have a men's section with everything you need, and they have the largest boot showroom around. If you think boots, there's only one thing to think, and that's Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road down in Olive Branch, or you can always shop online at frontierwesternstore.com. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
All right, all right, all right. Man, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. You got the NFL draft. You got all kinds of craziness going on out there right now. And there's one little thing that just kind of came up that I was paying attention during the break. So a lot of people are now saying that Michael Penix Jr. has now vaulted up into the first round of the NFL draft.
Yeah.
They're saying that the Raiders are going to take him at, what, I think the 27th pick?
It could be.
Holy moly, man. I don't know why people were putting Bo Nix ahead of him. And I think Michael Penix Jr., with what he did, and you heard our good buddy David Cobb, think about what Washington had 4 wins before he got there and then only lost 3 games when he was there over 2 seasons. Like, he tore it up. So I like that. We got NFL draft going on, but now it's time to have a little bit of fun with some Hardinwood stories. So we've got Caitlin Clark out there. She's making all kinds of moves and noise, and she was offered $15 million by the Big Three. Did you see that?
Yeah, you brought this up a couple weeks ago when they first did it. It's crazy.
At first, we thought it was $10 million.
Mm, okay.
Now they said that their boss came out there and said, we have guaranteed her, we offered her $15 million to suit up for Ice Cube's Big Three. He says that it's 10 games a year. In the contract, they wanted to make sure that the minimum that she would make was $15 million, that they were also offering her a little bit of ownership in the company. They were offering her the world to come and join the Big Three. She basically turned it down because a lot of people are saying that Nike says that if she's going to get her shoe deal, that she has to be in the WNBA. Which, that makes complete sense to me. I understand that. And you're signing her for $28 million. But did you know who Dave Portnoy is? The Barstool guy.
Uh-huh.
I like him now. Like, he's a pretty interesting guy. He loves to gamble, is rich, talks all kinds of trash. I enjoy it. He came out and said that Nike screwed Caitlin Clark because she's worth way more than $28 million. And especially an 8-year $28 million, he says that's flat out stealing from the girl. He says that she deserves $10 million a year.
Wow.
I mean, as popular as she is, he said that 8 years and $80 million would be the minimum for her. This is a guy who sold his company for $500 million and then bought it back for $1. I might kind of listen to Dave. Talk about a savvy business dude. But I kind of actually do think that maybe she is undervalued. $28 million over 8 years? Who knows? We'll see. But I thought that was interesting. And then the other thing I thought was interesting is some people came out there and were saying that it's ridiculous that Caitlin Clark got a shoe deal. Like, how can Caitlin Clark get a shoe deal? This is just ridiculous. How come Angel Reese didn't get a shoe deal? She's much more flashy. She's more popular. She'll be better than the WNBA. Kind of just going off, I don't know why. But then I thought it was kind of funny. Did you notice what Angel Reese posted yesterday?
Yeah.
She bought herself a new $200,000 Benz. And the year before that, she got herself a nice $200,000 Benz. This time she got, like, the G-Wagon. Last year, she got the super-duper, like, pimp car. So I don't think Angel Reese is doing very bad. And also, did you notice that she's actually the queen of the NIL deals last year? She had more NIL deals than even Libby Dunn. I did not know that. I thought she might have made more money, Libby Dunn. But Angel Reese had more NIL deals than any other woman. So don't worry, Angel's doing well. And speaking of women, I just want all women to smile and be happy. You know that?
Of course.
And I saw that Giselle, do you remember Tom Brady's wife?
Of course.
What is it, Boonchin or something? Boonchin?
Yeah,
Giselle. Just know, everybody knows her by
her
first
name.
She's a first name girl. She's hot. She's, you know, first namer. Well, she got pulled over by the cops.
For what?
Speeding. Mm. and she started crying. And you know why?
Why is that?
She just said she couldn't take it. She's being harassed by the paparazzi, and she was just trying to get away. And oh my God, it was just so terrible. And do you think that she got a ticket?
No.
I don't think so either. We don't know if she did or not. But she did tell the cops, because we have the video, and it stops. It doesn't show it, just a little snippet of the video. And you hear her say, she said, "I'm so tired. Everywhere I go, these effing guys are after me. No one protects me. I can't do anything. I just want to live my damn life." She's so sad. I feel so bad for her. I really actually do. Kind of do. If I pulled her over, I could promise she wouldn't get a ticket. She would not get a ticket. I doubt she did. What do you think?
There's no way she got a ticket. No chance.
And the other reason I bring her up is because the one thing that Giselle should never do is be careful. Don't ever give a cop your phone. And that's why I went to the Giselle, because she was crying to the cop. Because now, did you hear about what your phone can do? What cops can do with your phone?
No.
So this is crazy. Now, I don't know if we got this here in Memphis yet. You know, they don't have them everywhere. But your phone could now snitch on you for consuming drugs. Yep.
How?
Because Clinical Chemistry Laboratories in Medicine has come out with a new drug test where you just take the person's phone. If you have their phone, if they don't want to submit to a urine test or you don't have the right to give them blood, you just get their phone, rub a little swab against it off the back of it because of your hands are always on it. They are now able to tell if you've consumed cocaine, MDMA, THC, amphetamines, ketamine, heroin, mescaline, antidepressants, painkillers, and hypnotics. And guess what? They're the first one that even can test for mushrooms.
Wow.
So this is like, I can bust you for everything, but let me just tell you something. Clinical Chemistry Laboratories in Medicine. If I'm a lawyer, and you know I like to play a lawyer on the radio.
All the time.
I love it. I'm getting this person off if they ever get busted for the phone snitching on them. You know how come?
How's that?
I know I'm not the only person that handles my phone.
Oh, I see.
You can blame this on a significant other. Be like, my wife is always looking for my phone.
Throw them under the bus.
Yeah, you could throw also your coworker. I got a snooty coworker who always picks up my phone.
Interesting.
I got this homeless dude down the street needed to make a call. I just let him use my phone because I'm nice, because we don't have pay phones anymore. And no, I didn't have a quarter because nobody has quarters anymore.
Interesting.
Do you ever have change in your pocket?
Sometimes when I come up here, we got a snack machine out there that takes quarters. So I'll bring quarters up here sometimes.
Holy cow! Philadelphia. Philadelphia. It's got to be like a grand slam or something. What just happened?
They're
up 4-0, brother.
I don't know, John. I have a story about the draft if you'd like to hear.
Philadelphia up 4-0 on Cincinnati. I told you had to pay a little to play, but this is the bet because what did I say? They're going to come out there and give some run support for Zach Wheeler, brother.
Absolutely.
And guess what? They gave him 4 runs already. They're just in the top of the third,
son.
How about that? 4-0, Philly over Cincinnati. Count your dollars.
Now,
what were you saying? I'm sorry.
I've got a story about the NFL draft if you'd like to hear it.
I like hearing anything you have, sir.
Ari Mirov, the guy on Twitter, I'm sure you've seen him.
Yes,
he tweets out a bunch of stuff
about
the NFL. He tweeted this earlier today, NFL draft story that shaped up the NFL today. Now, John, I need you to lock in. I need you to put your phone down. I need you to lock into the story because you're not going to be able to follow it if you're doing multiple things, okay? All right. The Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs, were picking at number 28 in the 2016 NFL draft and had interest in Memphis quarterback Paxton Lynch. So the Chiefs wanted Paxton Lynch. However, the Broncos traded up to 26 just ahead of the Chiefs and snatched him. Denver gave up picks 31 and 94 to move up to number 26. So 31 and 94. The Chiefs would have had an extra third round pick, number 91, to offer in a trade up for Lynch. So they would have been able to send 3 picks to get Paxton Lynch. But the NFL took it away for tampering in free agency that year with Jeremy Maclin.
I remember this.
So Lynch's agent confirmed the next day that the Chiefs and the Cowboys were the other two teams that were trying to move up to get him. So the Chiefs weren't able to move up because they didn't have that third pick that they
Jerry
wanted.
Jones wanted him.
He sure did. As a result, Kansas City instead traded out of number 28 and traded down to number 37, where they selected defensive tackle Chris Jones.
Whoa.
How about that? The next year, because they didn't draft a quarterback that year, the Chiefs needed a quarterback, so they traded up from number 27 to number 10 and drafted Patrick Mahomes. So if Kansas City had had that pick
and didn't tamper,
instead of tampering, they would not have drafted Patrick Mahomes. They would have drafted Paxton Lynch. How about that?
Wow. And,
maybe, and they wouldn't have had Chris Jones
maybe,
either.
Maybe Paxton Lynch would have been better with Andy Reid. No.
Here's the thing. Nothing that happened to Paxton Lynch was because of any coaching staff or any development.
Work.
It was all because of Paxton Lynch.
By the way, also the same. That was the same draft that Dak Prescott went to the Dallas Cowboys.
Is that right? That's
in,
right.
It was
yeah.
2016.
I believe you're right. Yeah,
I'm pretty damn sure. I'm pretty sure.
So how about that,
man? That is pretty damn good. Well, Giselle's been crying. We're sad about that. We've found out a little bit about, you know, the NFL draft. The last thing I have to bring up is Nikola Jokic's brother.
Do we have any update on him?
Yes, we do. The cops right now have found the man that he punched.
Wow.
But at this point, nothing has been said. They've come out. The cops are saying that they don't know if he wants to press charges. And let me just tell you something. Don't just hold the charges. Get somebody to reach out to the Joker. And get yourself, like, what do you think not pressing charges on Joker's brother's worth? $20K? I mean, it's just one punch in the face. I mean, you don't want to go get greedy. A nice $20K, I'll take a punch in the face for $20K. You could probably, I mean, do you think you can get, like, if you got punched in the face by Jokic's brother, cops come to you and say, hey, do you want to press charges against him? Like, to say no, how much are you going to take?
Is that considered blackmail, John?
No, that's considered America.
Okay.
Yes, it's called Considered America. You know what people do when they sue idiots all the time? They're capitalizing on their misfortune.
I guess so.
Unfortunately got punched in the face. I would say $20K is worth not pressing charges.
All right.
That's chump change. Dude, John Morant threw $36,000, I believe, up in the air in a shake junt. And let me tell you something. That was a C-minus stripper. Imagine if she was an A.
Imagine.
He took a face to the punch, man. Like, hey, $20K, I think he's good for it.
Face to the punch.
yeah, you know what? It doesn't matter. Get your $20K, homie. Don't touch the dial. We're back to close out with some bets. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Be sure to follow us at Sports56WHBQ on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube to watch live video of our shows, stay up to date with station events, and have chances to win prizes. Don't miss out on anything that's going on. Follow us at Sports56WHBQ.
But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Thirsty Thursday. We got the draft. We got NBA playoff games. And hopefully you're winning money with the Phillies right now, who are up 4-0 on Cincinnati tonight. I like the Cavs minus. Wait, the Cavs are minus 2.5. Or is it?
Yes. Cavs are the Orlando's the favorite. Orlando's. At least this morning. Maybe it's
okay,
changed.
No. Yeah, Orlando's the 2.5-point favorite. And all I have to say is, who's smoking crack out
Man,
there?
They have not looked good at all.
They scored 83 and 86 in the first two games. Their offense is terrible. They
have
shot
you seen
20...
the total in this game? 201.5.
No, I haven't even paid attention.
Holy cow.
Look, the Cavs, listen, Orlando's 22nd in the league in offense all year long. They've been terrible against the Cavs. They're going to continue to be terrible. And Donovan Mitchell has been Spider-Man scoring points like it's going out of frame. I love the Cavs. Take them plus the 2.5. No, take them on the money line and get a little extra green. And when you get a little extra green, why don't you head head on over to Los Cabos. That's where the flavors of Mexico melt in your mouth. They got lunch specials from $6.75 to $10.99 every single day, Monday through Friday. Happy hour from 3 to 8. If you love good Mexican food, great tequila, and dope margaritas, Los Cabos over at Summer and Graham. Get out there. Make the world a better place. See you on the flip side. Peace!